Welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution!
Do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man, the Muffin Man. Do you know the Muffin Man? 'Cause he's at your fucking front door. I don't know what song that is. I don't know if that's a real song. I know that I hear it a lot in children's stories and in backgrounds of cartoons. Is that a weird start to a show, Jables?
The Muffin Man?
Do you know the Muffin Man? Do you know the fucking Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man.
Level with me. Do you know the Muffin Man?
I've never met him before.
Yes or no? Has the fucking Muffin Man been to the house?
I've seen him
once. But do you know him?
No, I
do. Don't, you know the Muffin Man?
I don't
man?
Even know his last name.
There was muffins all over the porch. You obviously know the fucking Muffin Man.
I like blueberries.
I don't. It's a weird way to start the show, but these extra audio shows we do are fucking weird, man.
They're really weird. Are they unnecessary?
No, I think they're completely necessary.
I think the people have spoken.
They've demanded it.
Yeah, that they aren't unnecessary. To me, it just seems like. It's just us being weird.
You seem to take issue with people thinking that it's a weird episode, but let it live on its own.
No, I'm not saying
let it have its own baby. You know what I'm saying?
People think it's a weird episode. I'm saying it feels so.
Nobody was
weird
raped.
To
let
us.
It have its own baby. Let it have its own baby. Let it crown. Let the baby come out into the world and let that happen. Let that happen tonight, Jables. Let it happen for the people. Let it happen for these fine citizens of the United States of America. Or do not let it happen at all. It is give me liberty or give me justice tonight. Is that the right saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it. Dead on.
Or maybe it's peace. Maybe it's peace. Whatever. But maybe I felt like I was
muffins.
On a roll. I felt like I was on a roll. That's a pun on the Muffin Man. But I feel like I was on a roll and I didn't want to stop. I don't want to stop.
What's
on
the
that
point
one.
Of this?
The point is this, Jabes.
What's the point of all
we
of
got
this?
We got a hot show tonight. We got a sexy show tonight. And if you know the fucking Muffin Man, you better tell me up front.
I don't know
you
him.
Better goddamn tell like, me if you know the Muffin Man.
I've never formally met him. He's like a friend of
sure.
one of my friend's husbands.
On your pager, it said 911 Muffin Man. Where the fuck?
Muff.
Where the
911
fuck?
911
Muff. Where were you? Welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution, kids. It's another fine bonus edition of the RPR. We're looking forward to this.
It would be nice if you talked like that.
It would be.
Just like very smooth.
The whole time?
Yeah.
Maybe I will talk the whole night as in smooth jazz. We should do one episode as like a smooth jazz episode.
Just like annoy everyone.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, right now we're going to talk to you about the hits. The hits and the beards.
It's the top 40.
Well, it's the time for the beards and the hits. that's what happens when we're not at the television studio. We're usually at a television studio.
Yeah.
We are in the home studio. There's a dog, Regal Beagle.
The dog barks when she doesn't like jokes or like the direction that we're going.
the dog barks.
She'll start barking like, move it along, guys.
The dog barks twice. The dog barks
move
twice.
Move it along, guys. Get to the point.
We'll get to the point. But first off, we have some sponsors who pay for this whole shit to be on the air.
That really is nice.
First up, I'm talking about straightrazors.com. Straightrazors.com is the finest shave you or any boy under the age of 84 will have in their entire life.
Ew.
Yeah, well, look, you know, some people have a youngish face.
A boy shave?
Yeah, under the age of like an 83-year-old boy face. A nice 83-year-old baby boy face.
Sure.
It's the finest shave you'll ever have in your entire life. Is the cologne number one in the world? You bet your fucking sweet ass it is. Is there aftershave number one in the world? It's called Smolder, and I use it on my goddamn face every day. Why? Usually my face feels like fire. This Smolder puts out the heat, really gets in the pores. I feel like I'm all sewn up. I feel like a Raggedy Ann doll that has been ripped open and now I'm all sewn up. That's how much I love straightrazors.com. Go there. They've got the finest razors. They've got the finest shaving kits. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION. And how much do you get off, Jables?
20%?
Yeah, you get 20% off.
20% Don't fuck with me, dude.
20% off. See if you're listening. See,
I know.
If you're listening.
Don't fuck with me, please.
Next up, we got StrikeForceEnergy.com. You got a noise for that? Yeah, there it is. There it is. I feel like that's the best one you've ever done.
Oh, thank you.
So, there's something that went on tonight that you conquered. And I'm really proud of you for it. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com for all your energy drink needs. It's a tasty, tiny little pouch of tin energy. It goes in every single liquid you could possibly imagine. Beers, waters, liquors,
vaginas, liquors.
Yep, buttholes,
nipples,
vaginas, dick holes. It goes right in your dick hole. Yeah. It's a nice taint. It energizes your taint like no other. Let's say you were riding in the Tour de France.
This is not good, actually. And your
Your taint was super tired, and it was just like, man, what do I do?
It just started sagging, right?
I'm winning the Tour de France, but like my taint is sagging. Throw a little Strike Force on that taint. Boom, it'll bow right up, and you'll be able to finish off the last 142 miles.
It's good for diaper rash.
Oh, big, big.
It makes
a lot of parents
grow.
Are using it. Yep, you betcha.
It will fix a leak.
Yeah. Yeah.
In your
car, taint? In your tub.
In your tub.
Yeah. It's a multi-purpose energy drink. So why don't you go ahead and go to StrikeForceEnergy.com, grab yourself some. We get a pack full of 10 that's running about $9.95. That's $9.95. It's almost like you're fucking stealing it right in front of their face. They've also got a 750 milliliter bottle of it. That you boom boom pop a couple squirts in on the go, and probably most incredible thing you'll ever have in your entire life. They ship everywhere in the entire world, including Ethiopia.
Mm.
Yeah. So if you're in Ethiopia and you're thinking to yourself,
and you're on a diet,
yeah, I don't want to eat, but I still want energy. I still want energy. Boom, StrikeForceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION, 20% off, and they'll ship it to Ethiopia. But please use that promo code of REVOLUTION. You do get 20% off StrikeForceEnergy.com. Last but not least, we get a night she cries while he rides his steed. Jabes, you got a horse noise? Oh, boy. That was fucking terrible.
That was really bad.
Absolutely terrible.
I tried to fix it with the second one. The second one wasn't good either.
Yeah, and then hit by a train. Like the horse was like, oh my God, I'm so surprised to be shot. Yeah. But now I'm even more shocked that I got hit by a train.
Yeah.
So look, this book, it goes out to everybody in the world who loves comedy, fine comedy, westerns, sexual fantasies, nightmares. Pick up a copy of A Night She Cries While He Rides the Steed at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. You name the .com, it's fucking there. As well as bookstores everywhere.
TheBomb.com, remember that?
Oh yeah, remember the bomb.com?
Do you
want to
like bring back like dumb sayings like that?
Look, Zima's coming back before 4th of July, so...
It's going to be thebomb.com.
Well, it's going to be something different, like it used to be. It's going to...
another one.
It's going to help me drink more clearly. I'm sorry. That's what Zima's going to do for me. It's going to give me a level head. Love Zima, by the way. Fun fact about Zima.
Yeah.
Here's how much I used to enjoy Zima, only because part of it was the comedy of it, and then part of it was like, oh shit, like the comedy thing wore
it
off.
Started out,
and I just
ironic.
Kept drinking it. Yeah,
and then you're like, actually, I'm really fucking
actually,
like,
yeah, kinda ew, still guys, drinking this.
Ew,
yeah,
guys,
yeah.
Look at the Zima I have, gross, right?
Yeah, don't touch like, my dick. Yeah. And then you're like,
and then you drink the whole thing.
Boom, and you're like, holy shit, loving it. I want another fucking Zima.
Right. When is that happening for you?
So it's I'm glad you ask. I what I did was this. I have a decent following on Twitter.
It's okay.
I hit up Miller Coors, and I hit him like two or three times, and I was like, hey man, really need that Zima. Need to know when this is going to come out. Nothing. Mm. A couple hours later, it was like, hey guys, I don't know if you got my message earlier or you thought I was fucking around about the Zima, but I need to know when it's going to be in my mouth.
Right.
The next one, I was like, hey, fuck sticks. Zima, my mouth hole, what day? And they hit me back, mm-hmm. No lie, with chill, bro.
I love it.
Zima will be on a stance before 4th of July weekend. I was like, fucking A.
I love it's like their standard response.
Who's running their social media department?
It's like the standard response to anyone that's like mad, right?
I don't know.
Chill, bro.
It's
like if they're pissed about something, like an order not coming or something.
Yeah.
Chill.
I think he was worried that I was going to go on a Zima tirade, and he was just like, all right, we got to cut this head off and let him know. We got to let him know. Because I've done some weird shit. We've talked about this on flights before. Or
on flights.
In line. Yeah, I did it. You know where I did it the other day? Was at Bank of America. I did it too, where it was just like, I was on a hold for like an hour and 39 minutes. So I took my phone in and I showed the clerk, because they were like, oh, I'm sorry, sir, you're going to have to wait. And I was like, oh, how long am I going to have to wait? And they were like,
such a dick.
15 to 20. I was like, cool. Because right now, and I had it on speaker, I was like, I've been on hold an hour and 39 minutes. I go, what's another 15 to 20? And they were literally freaked out. They were like, oh, we'll get you in right away. Like, holy shit. So with Zima, maybe they were like, fuck, he's going to go the full bone on this one. He's going to ride this out for as long as he can, and he's gonna fucking fester us. He's gonna hound us about when this Zima is coming out. Let's tell him to fucking chill, bro, and just give him the dates. But here's the thing they weren't expecting. Because when Zima comes out, I'll do a video about it, thanking them for their brilliance. Not only that, but he gave me the response of, chill, bro, here's what's gonna come out. So therefore, when it comes out, I'm gonna be like, hey guys, Zima's out again, and guess what? They were fucking cool about it.
Right.
They were fucking
cool. They probably
awesome
knew. They probably researched. They're like, are we going to answer this fucking dick?
Yeah.
Check him out.
Check out his Zima knowledge. Stuff. Yeah. Is he fucking fronting on Zima? Is he faking a Zima front?
Real deal?
To try to gain some kind of leverage on us?
And then they saw that you were thebomb.com.
Yeah.
And they were like, let's do it, bro. Drop the mic.
Yeah, oh boy, you're not going to make Drop the Mic happen.
Can Drop the Mic be done?
You're not making Bomb.com happen either.
I might try and make that happen again because it's so annoying to me.
No, I don't think you will.
You're
the Bomb.com.
He's the Bomb.com.
Oh, God. That would be the worst. The absolute fucking worst.
It would be the absolute worst. And yeah, I would love for Drop the Mic to stop happening.
Well, you know. I just saw a commercial. I don't know if it will, and I'll tell you why. Obama gave another speech yesterday, and it was just like,
he didn't drop the mic.
No, he didn't.
No,
but
he
people
was
associate
talking
that.
To students.
People associate that with him now, so it's like people are chanting it now. It's
I
like,
wanted him
drop
to be
the, mic,
the last
the mic.
One to do it. Do you know what I mean? Like when Obama did it,
right?
It was right on the border of like
not
that
cool anymore.
Yeah, and like it almost wasn't, but he was like he had street cred. Yeah. He could totally fucking do it.
Well, because
it worked out.
You know what a huge Kobe Bryant.
But I wanted that to be done.
You know what a huge Kobe Bryant fan I am.
Yes.
He dropped the mic after he dropped 60 points. And like, that was the only thing I looked back
Again,
on the night and I was like,
when
I didn't want to see it.
Here's the thing. When you're dropping the mic on things that actually are like fucking awesome, that's...
What?
I think that's still okay.
Here's the weird thing about
the
phrase.
White people, like after they like... are done in a conversation, just like jokingly drop the mic, you know, like drop their phone or something and like drop the mic. That really annoys me.
Yeah,
but like
when Kobe Bryant
drops 60, he can drop whatever the fuck he wants after that, right?
I guess. But the whole phrase dropping the mic is like, dude,
I know.
Usually drop the mic, like as a stand up or a musician, if shit's not working and you're just like, fuck you guys, I'm out of here, and you just drop the mic and leave. But. In this case, dropping the mic has become a positive thing where it's like, oh, man, did you hear what they said? They were fucking awesome. Now drop the mic and walk away.
Yeah, it's like a...
Where back in the day, it was the opposite, where it was just like, hey, man, this fucking shit's not working, dude. I'm fucking out of here. I'm dropping the mic. I'm out of here.
Oh, I didn't.
Yes. So it wasn't a positive thing where it was just school. Like, I'm the fucking best. I'm going to drop the mic. No, if you have the mic in your hand, you're going to continue to tell people you're the fucking best. How are you going to get your message out of people? You got to talk on the mic. You would drop it if you're angry. Like, so the Obama thing, it was just like towards the end of that thing. Same with Kobe. Towards the end of that thing. And by thing, I mean the saying of drop the mic, where you're just like, okay. Yeah. I've heard this enough. I've seen the meme a thousand times.
Definitely seen it enough.
Yeah, your iPhone now has a picture of like 80 different people dropping the mic. And
I would love to have that be done.
Yeah, it's like, oh, sweet. It's fucking, you know, Urkel dropping the mic. Like, I don't want that.
Or certain people saying bye, Felicia. I'm done with that happening.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
I'm done with a lot of things. Done with a lot of things.
Especially with the Bye Felicia. When I was sitting, because I watched NWA, that was from the movie NWA.
Yes.
When I watched it in theaters, as soon as that line happened in the film, I go, oh my God, this is going to become a thing where everybody says it. I knew it as soon as I saw it.
They were saying it before, but what was it?
It was for something. It was a reference to something else. Like okay. Another
TV show. So stupid, I don't know. But it was around before that, just wasn't in the greater.
A lexicon. Emoticon. Yeah, whatever it is. Either way,
I would love for. I think that's kind of stopped.
It was used. No, it's not. There's
really
a fucking
heard
on my iPhone. There's
yeah,
a
there's
thing,
those
bye,
like
bye, bye Felicia,
bye boy.
Yeah, and yeah. It's just like I can't do that anymore. Can't be a part of that whole sitch.
Anyway,
the other sitch that I can't be a part of, by the way, is fuck, man. I how many times have we said I don't care who you voted for, don't give a shit. But let's give him or her a shot. Whoever
I don't
it is.
Care who you voted for, but my guy won. So
no.
Is that kind of what you're saying?
No, not at all. I just, you know, with when Obama got elected, for example.
We'll just get political and state the facts. So what is it? What's going on?
We might get a tad political tonight. When Obama won, people weren't fighting him every single fucking order he.
Yeah, they were.
No, not every single order that was going on. Like they
a
didn't.
Lot.
They didn't
he
have.
Had a, he had.
He never had the House. So he could really never win if he wanted to. He never had the House. Trump's got the House.
Right.
He's got the House. He's got the presidency. He's got all the shit. But what he keeps getting blocked by is federal judges in weird fucking states.
Mm-hmm.
One of those states is California.
Yeah.
There's a judge. Every judge in San Francisco is blocking everything he does.
I think it's safe to say that New York and California hate him.
And that's fine.
I think it's safe to say, just majority wise.
But and here
we're
I'm going to circle back to this because I think nights like tonight are important for what's going to happen in the future, and I'll tell you why. So this judge in San Francisco, Trump signed an executive order saying he wasn't going to fund the sanctuary cities. Sanctuary cities are a place where illegal immigrants, you know, stay. They're like tent cities,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The police is not allowed to harass them or ask them for IDs it's like you're okay here, it's a safe space, but it's not a safe space because if a crime is committed or somebody's got to go to the hospital or something else, the government still has to pay for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, Trump was saying, look, you want to come into this country legally. These sanctuary cities, by cutting off the funding to them, was saying, hey guys, we're going to protect our immigration laws. Therefore, we're going to cut the funding to sanctuary cities and use the funding towards other shit like education, fucking highways, you name it. The federal judge in San Francisco said, no, I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like your executive order. We're going to vote to block that. And you're going to have to pay the sanctuary cities. So now you're funding illegal immigration. And you're saying it's okay. You're not even saying from the get-go, don't worry about it. Like, now you're funding it, and you're going to pay for this? You're going to pay for cities to have sanctuary cities? When, here's my biggest problem. It's not a race thing. It's a safety issue, one. And it's a homeless thing in our own country where we have enough homelessness in our own country with Americans, actual Americans who were born here and live here. Let's take care of all of them first, and right. Then worry about people who are fucking illegal immigrants in this country, because you can't do both. And if you're going to fund fucking sanctuary cities, why aren't we putting up cities for our own homeless?
Yeah.
I don't get that. The other part is not coming in legally. It's just dangerous. The way in is dangerous. People are dying on the way in. Once you're in here is dangerous, because then it's like, great, who's going to pay for your shit?
Right.
And the question is everybody else. So the problem I have with you know, all of these cities blocking every order, like this one, for example, because, you know, you're going to have a vote on the wall coming up in 3 days.
Yeah.
When you block every single executive order with these bullshit federal judges who, let's face it, The guy in San Francisco is not solving shit. He's not a national judge, you know. He works in San Francisco. He's not a Supreme Court. He's not doing shit. The one that blocked it before was the guy in Hawaii. And it's like, what the fuck, bro? You live in Hawaii. Right. Like, you're not blocking shit. You don't know anything about what's going on. I'm surprised it's even part of the goddamn United States. Hawaii is so far away. It's like it's a 5.5
more ways than one hour it's
flight. Yeah. It's a 5.5 hour flight from L.A. How is that even part of it? Like, Cuba is shorter than that, mm-hmm. for Christ's sakes. You can get to Cuba easier.
Sure.
You can get to Cuba on a fucking Southwest flight for, you know, 45 minutes. It's like Vegas to fucking L.A.
Yeah.
But the problem with all of this is they're fighting every single executive order. They're marching on everything. There was this tax march. Oh, we had a fucking tax march in California. Release your taxes. Release your taxes. You're fighting on 415. They did. That's when or 418, I guess it was this year. That's what they did. And that's where they thought all their best time would be served and all that. Release your taxes. We're fucking paying tax. All of this, these marches, all of these blocked executive orders is literally just showing the rest of the country who voted for Trump. Oh my God. The reason why we put a guy who's not in traditional government in government was to change things. Now we're still being blocked by traditional government when we just elected a president. I think all of this shit in the end will end up getting him reelected. Simply for the fact of you can go now before everyone and say, hey, guys, I literally tried every single thing I campaigned for, every single thing I promised you. I did it. I signed it. I signed the bill myself. And he always shows it on TV. Three angles. Oh, here's the bill I signed. Here's the fucking bill I signed. Now, there is no one else to blame except for the other party where you're like, great, you didn't even let any of that shit in. Why the fuck are we... Why are all these people who voted for Trump now going to vote for somebody else when they already didn't trust government in the first place?
Right.
So what are you going to do? Right. I feel this is literally just handing him the next election, whether you like him or not. Because here's the thing. The stock market is on fire right now. Absolute fire. Because it doesn't depend on these blocked executive orders. All it depends on is nothing happening. Right. So it's like, as long as nothing happens, everything that Trump signs, as long as everything gets blocked,
why does everything kind of just controlled to do? Why does everything he does do? Why does it all have to be executive order? I think is the issue.
Because
he can't go through the right channels because they won't let him.
No, he wants to get it done quickly.
I know, but that pisses everyone off, and but especially that's people
that's
that
why he was elected, because to I go know. Through the traditional system, you can't get through there. You just can't. And like today there was a, and again,
everything he's doing is executive order though, so it's very hard, I think,
but
is the idea, and people get pissed.
These are things that should happen. They take too long in Congress. You gotta get, if you ran like him on, I'm gonna do this and this all within my first 100 days. And he's done it, and he's shown everybody. Like,
he hasn't done anything.
No, he's tried.
He's tried.
So he can. But in every speech, he can go back and say, "Hey guys, I'm trying. They're not." So you're spinning the narrative and saying, "Great, it's still me against them. What do you want to do?" Because I'm trying. And if a guy like me can't push, if the president himself can't push any laws through, how is somebody else that you're going to how are they going to?
Yeah,
and I think that's the precedent that it's setting. And I think, like, dude, he's on a path to reelection. And I think it might be easy.
Really? I thought it was the opposite.
No, I think it might be easy at this point. Everything is getting blocked. And again,
nobody's
going to
sit on it anymore.
We're super early. We're only 100 days in. And this is a bold prediction. But I don't see anybody on the Democratic side even remotely coming up, besides unless Michelle Obama decided to run.
Oh, no, she hates that shit.
Exactly. But who's going to beat them? And if you keep marching every single day on stupid shit, there was a march on science, by the way, the other day before.
What does that even mean?
Don't know. People were claiming Trump doesn't like science. I don't even know what the fuck that means. The march on taxes. I don't know what the fuck. Good, do your taxes. You should be home doing your taxes. How the fuck are you getting all this time off to march? But I think all of this stuff adding up, and like, because to me, as a, like an American citizen, you watch it, you're like, great, another executive order was banned. Like, that's the president. Like,
right.
That's what the president does. They sign executive orders. They do shit. Like, if you get blocked over and over again, it's like, what's the fucking point of being president or having any laws or rules?
They
like,
actually don't always do. They don't ever do as many executive orders as he has done.
Who has the record?
I don't know.
Yeah, fun fact. Obama does. Actually, Obama has the record for most executive orders pushed through, which
he was there 8 years.
He does. But
bet you there, it wasn't in the first 100 days.
There's a lot of presidents. There's a lot of presidents who've been 2 terms. He is the most.
Right.
Obama brings me to a great point. There was the guy from what was our favorite show on Showtime, The Circus.
Yes.
That we like to watch the political show.
Yes.
He was a guest on I want to say it was like MSNBC, and they were trying to call people together and go over the first 100 days of Trump and how it went and everything else. And it was super fascinating. And I was on a treadmill, so I was reading it as it was going
what
by.
What was it on? CNN?
MSNBC.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it was the guy with the cowboy hat from the circus. Same here. He was my favorite.
He seemed the most moderate.
Yes.
Yeah.
He just seemed the coolest on both sides.
Yeah, yeah. Like so, he just seemed reporting what was happening.
Yeah. So they asked him today. They were like, you know, and they did this panel and everybody bashed Trump, obviously.
Sure.
Except for the one guy who actually knew politics, which was him.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, how do you think he's doing in the first 100 days? And they were like, the guy was pretty genuine. He was like, look, man, I like the guy and he's trying. Everything keeps getting fucking blocked. And he goes, I think he's going to get frustrated enough as a businessman. Because as a businessman, he would have fired all these people and just said, go fuck yourselves. In Congress, you can't.
Right.
And you have to pretend like you care. And you have to let them keep their jobs. And he's not going to be able to fire anybody and actually get shit done like a typical businessman does. And he's like, I think he might get frustrated at one point and be like, hey, I'll be in Mar-a-Lago. You fucking, you know, have Pence run shit. Like, we can't do anything anyways. So, yeah, you deal with it. Like, I'll be here in case... You know, we didn't nuke somebody, which, you know, that side of it was, I was like, oh, shit. But immediately the moderator, the fucking host or whatever, flipped it on him. They were like, what did you think about Obama? Hoping he was going to have some positive answer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, man, I'm going to be honest, like covering Obama towards the end. Like he goes, I don't even think Obama liked being president whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
That he thinks that Obama understood the historical meaning of being the first black president.
Mm-hmm.
Also going 2 terms was paramount to him. So that way it was like, all right, not only was the first black president succeeded, mm-hmm. but he got 2 terms. If you're a 1-term president, you're seen as it's called a lame duck. You're seen as a fucking lame duck president where you're just like, all right, cool. And he said, I think he stuck it out till the end, but he was also tired of fighting with Congress and these mm-hmm. people. And he goes, the last 3 months, I would ask him the same question. What are you going to do after your presidency? And the same answer he gave every time is, I'm going to sleep. And he goes, he just seemed in those last 3 months beaten down by the system and the whole fucking thing and everything else. And they asked him, they were like, why do you think he left the limelight when he went out of presidency? Shouldn't he have been speaking up against Trump or whatever? And he was like, no. He goes, I think he was so exhausted with fighting the political system all of these years that he just bounced and went on a super long vacation. Today was his first speech. Since he left office, and he was spoke in Chicago, about the youth and gang problems and the city problems and stuff like that.
I mean, civic things, basically.
Right, but that's how that's what he started in. So he's kind of getting back to his roots, maybe. And maybe they were speculating on whether or not he found his new passion for politics again. But it's like I think Trump is going to encounter the same thing where it's just like,
yeah,
God
tell me,
damn it.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but like Obama came in with big ideas too.
Yep.
Same as Trump, only in a different on the different side.
Well, exactly.
Correct?
But yes.
Very like a completely different way of thinking, very civic minded, very community, very environment,
right.
Healthcare, all of that. So it was very, very different. And he was fought on every.
Well, no, but the things like
Obama. Maybe it's the same where Trump
the things,
is going to get.
The things like Obamacare, I don't know if that was an executive order or not, but I know it went to a vote and whatever it was, but he was hell or high water. This was his, for Trump, it's the wall.
Yeah.
And military and taxes. For Obama, it was Obamacare, the equal wages and all that other stuff. With Obamacare, he jammed that through so fast and so quick that there's a reason why it's in a fucking death spiral now. And that'll probably end up being what initially he thought was his legacy. It would probably crush him in the end, is my guess. We have it and we see what's going on with it. So it's just like, it's only down. And I don't know how they're going to correct it at this point, because there's too many people using it that I don't know how you change the system. Because that they're fighting for that as well. And the first one got, you know, they tried to repeal Obamacare, that got blocked as well.
Well, my prediction is something's going to happen. I think the legacy will end up being what he wanted it to be, but it's going to be many, many years from now, and it's going to be when whatever healthcare system comes into play that is horrible. Or people aren't getting coverage, or people are, you know, it's going back to the same way where insurance is dropping people, or whatever it may be. I think maybe, I don't know.
Right.
I'm probably wrong. Probably. But I think.
Probably. You think what? You think that's going to be his one thing to hang his hat on?
But
of, like,
not,
I did this.
Not for like a very, very long time. Like, he may be dead. To where people are like, Obamacare compared to what we have right now. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know, because I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen with it. So we can't predict, like, if this is the best situation for right now or not, until the next thing comes.
Well, that's the thing about any president, though, is you will never know what their historical legacy is going to be until 20 years from now.
Yeah.
So
you don't know if it's going to be, yeah.
You don't know. But what you do know is that, you know, first Bush, one term, lame duck president. That's, you know, you remember that and you're like, oh, shit. Clinton had two terms. And he was impeached. He still had two terms.
Right.
George W. Bush had two terms.
Had two terms.
Obama was not going to have just one term. Because I don't think he won. And we went over this conversation. I don't know if it was privately or on a different show. But when there was a hot mic on FLOTUS, on First Lady, and when she was in France. And they were like, hey, are you amped? You know, are you excited about getting reelected? And she was like, no, I'm not. And it was like the prime minister's wife or something in France, or president of France's wife, was just like, look, the former president was like, look, you need to get the fuck out of there, do speeches, it pays a shit ton, and you're good to go. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't think she or he wanted to be there.
Is Trump gonna want to go for a second term?
I don't know.
I mean,
that's
shit.
The other question.
Are you gonna want to, like,
going through all of this?
Jeez, that's what
you
I was thinking
want a second
about
term?
Today.
Or is it such a power thing that you're like, all right, cool, you guys shut all my shit down, I'm going for another four. That would be the ultimate spite. I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know, but all of this shit, this, you know, the sanctuary cities and like, we're not building walls and all that shit, who's paying for it? Who is going to pay for this? Because what he wanted to do today was block federal funding to pay for these sanctuary cities. So it's all taxpayers' money that's going there. So I don't know. I almost wish there was a system in place for all of these laws that you voted online, and each citizen got a vote for whatever bill it was or law it was. And then we choose on our own, because for this federal shit, state by state is too difficult. But, you know, where we each got one vote, and it was like, hey, it was like the Screen Actors Guild Awards. You have until January 21st to place your vote. You go and read it up on it online yourself, and then we all vote. We each get one vote on whatever bill it is, and then whatever the winner is it. But I guess that's the reason why the Electoral College is there, is because there's too many people living in certain states, and they would win always. Because, like, California's, you know, shit, it's got a gajillion people in there. You would always have the weirdest fucking shit. Nobody pay for anything. Nobody fucking do anything. Let's just not do anything.
I want my college paid for.
Yeah, I want free college. I want free healthcare.
I don't want my parents to pay for it in any way.
Yeah.
So, I want free therapy.
Yeah.
I want free healthcare.
Yeah. I want free tits. I want free.
Yeah, but I don't want anyone to pay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No.
So
that would be bomb.
Yeah, Jesus.
It would not be thebomb.com.
Oh, God. There's no way we're making that happen.
There's
absolutely no way we're making that happen out there.
Do me a favor. Can we make bomb.com happen?
Oh, God.
The bomb.com.
I think, you know what's fucked up is I think
no,
if people
gonna
start
be like,
writing
we're not
that,
gonna be behind
or
you.
If people start writing that like on your Facebook or
I'll get flagged and
oh,
shut down.
Yeah, yeah. They'll be like, who's this fucking terrorist? Everything is bomb.com with her.
It's the bomb.com.
Everything she says out of her fucking mouth
it's
is
so bomb.
The bomb.com.
Or like when like if like he's so fine. Remember that?
Oh God.
When you would describe someone like that was hot?
You described
they're fine.
Oh God.
Did you ever
I
say
never
that?
Did that?
This is very 90s.
Yeah, I know, I know.
They're so fine.
Oh God. I never did that because I was never in salt and pepper.
Never stupid.
Yeah. I was never
it was like
salt
for
and
a second. For a second.
Fine.
Fine. He's yeah. so fine.
Oh God. You were the worst.
I know. I was like
old
the,
school sayings.
Yeah, I was like the dorkiest person. Like I just stopped saying that like maybe a year ago.
You just stopped
fine.
Saying it to the Olive Garden waitress the mm-hmm. other day. Yeah. Oh, would you like more dressing? Fine.
That dressing is fine.
Oh God.
Bomb.com.
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 And it's like that horns. Yeah. Bomb.com.
Bomb.com. Duh. This is stupid.
Yeah, this is real weird. But by the way, though, I will say this. For all of those out there who follow me on Instagram, for a lot of people have been asking if Freeman Fridays on Facebook and Instagram.
Have they?
Yeah, if they're going to become a thing. Yes, they are, by the way. And I did, ironically, illegal immigration. Morgan Freeman narrating illegal immigration.
That was the
on.
Creepiest video.
Oh, there we are. It's coming out of the car. Yes, Freeman Fridays are going to be a thing every Friday. But it's going to be something weird, some weird video. So if you want to send in something for Morgan Freeman to narrate, it'll go
oh,
down.
Oh, you might get some weird shit,
I hope,
man.
I hope. Like the first, how many have we, I think I've done four of them now, have been super fucking weird. If you, we cut up a Falcons hype video for the Atlanta Falcons.
That was really good.
And I narrated it totally, but it's super weird with the girls giving the guy a hand job at
yeah.
the end. And Morgan Freeman vividly describes the hand job at the end. The second one was the fat lady falling off the cliff
for Freeman Friday?
Yeah, for the
She was
scored to Top Gun falling off a cliff, and it was like, oh no, gravity has just kicked in.
Violent.
Oh boy, yeah. And then last week was the illegal immigrant inside the bumper of a vehicle. Oh no, what do we have here? It appears there's a tiny Mexican inside the bumper of the car, and we're going to be doing a lot more Freeman Fridays. If you want to send in your videos, send them in. I'd like to see them. I'd like to see them because you know, to top a tiny immigrant hiding inside a bumper of a car this week. I don't know how I'm going to do it. A lot of nerves have set in, James.
Yeah, you got to top it.
Got to top it. Don't know what I'm going to do yet. Don't know what I'm going to do.
Well,
but,
you're asking.
But what I do know, Jables, is that it's going down. Freeman Fridays is going to be a thing. And
well,
people in the streets are going to rejoice it.
The people have spoken.
They really have. They
drop
really
the
have.
Mic.
Oh, God. Bomb.com, dude. Bomb.com.
The bomb.com.
Foin. You know who else was foin?
Foin.
The inventor. This week, the revolutionary figure of the week.
You're so smooth jazz this
smooth
episode.
Smooth jazz. It's late.
People are going to be like, what's happening?
I've had a few drinks. Smooth jazz tonight.
Sure. It's nice.
This week's revolutionary figure of the day. I know I said week, but we're doing days now. We're doing 3 days a week. It's usually an inventor or some kind of fornicator. That's not the right term, but it should be. It could be a fornicator one day. And I hope I'm pronouncing this correct. Is Qin Shi Huang? Again, that's Qin Shi Huang.
You're the king of pronunciation.
Well, I feel like I am. This is the man who built the first wall, the first Great Wall. He built the Great Wall of China. Old Quinn Shi Huang. And we're proud of, look, we're proud of his achievement.
See, this city, this, we were built with immigrants, see?
Yeah, but that was China. No, he was Chinese and he lived in China.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the Great Wall of China.
Oh,
it's
not, I thought we were talking about that.
Yeah, no, it's not Chinatown.
I just saw this thing
LA.
On the railroads, no, and like people, like all these videos that are coming out now.
No.
Or History Channel stuff that's like, immigrants, our country was built on immigrants.
Yeah, it was like
my mother was an immigrant. It's like, yeah, I mean, yeah.
But not really. Here's
but
the thing.
Not
we
really.
We stole all the immigrants stole
we're
the land
all
from the
immigrants.
The actual Native Americans. Like they stole like Native Americans means native to the America.
If you don't know the difference, you're a dumbass.
Yeah, it's like, dude, we just every immigrant stole this land. Now you're declared an American citizen.
And they went through
Ellis
Island, right? And like went through the right channels, correct?
Yes.
Am I wrong?
They didn't just show up and they were like, hey, I'm here, man.
In like a barrel?
Give me money. Could you imagine in the 1700s?
They just like float up on a barrel?
Not only that, but could you imagine in the 1700s when immigration was going on, you were coming over to America going, if you got here and you were like, oh, I'm poor. Can somebody pay me for being here? I'm sorry, what?
You're like, what?
Well, no, I'm going to need some food and obviously like shelter and a house and all that. Could you give me like a sanctuary city where I'm good on, I can just do whatever I want.
Well, I actually just want like a part of wherever you guys are staying, but I want to make it exactly like the country that I just came from.
Exactly. And you're like,
but
wait,
let me just
a
give
minute.
Me like a little spot. Just a little town.
Do you want your
I'll
town back in
Chinese
the country?
Speaking, I'll sell Chinese food.
Little China.
It'll be all
little Armenia.
Little
fucking Italy. Yeah.
Little fucking Goochmeyer.
Yeah. Little Creechmeyer. it's fucking strange.
Anyways,
but,
anyways.
Look, to Quinn Shi Huang, we love what you did. That is one of the natural wonders of the world, Jables, and you're rolling your eyes at this point.
No, have you been there?
No, but I have studied the works of Quinn Shi Huang. I'm not, you know,
he's fine.
He's fine. Quinn Shi Huang is fine. I have studied the works of the Chinese people. And I've known them as a very, no, I'm kidding. It's in the book. It's in a nice scratch while you read this, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But I've not been to China. I would like to go to China.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard mixed. I've heard people who went to the Beijing Olympics were like, dude, I had a fucking blast. It was awesome.
The Olympics is always like.
Exactly. Like we kicked dicks and it was rad. Did they class everything up for the Olympics and then it went back to being a shithole? But I've had other people who were like, oh God, China's a nightmare. The pollution's horrible and I can't stand it. It was like. But, or were those like pussy Californians who were just like, come on, bro. Like, you know?
Right.
They didn't have any kombucha.
You never really know.
You
never
don't.
Know.
And so you go there. And I haven't been there. So, like, I'm not gonna pull my pants down and take a shit on China because I don't know and I haven't been there. But I would like to go. I would absolutely like to go. Japan, I'd like to go to.
Japan, I would go.
Asian people seem super friendly where it's like, I have no fucking desire to ever go to the Middle East ever. Like,
no.
Like, not one of those countries.
Mm-mm.
Like, people are like, oh my God, don't you want to see the pyramids in Egypt? No, I have no fucking desire to see the pyramids. I don't give a shit about what happened there, to be honest with you.
I don't like chickpeas that much.
Yeah, I got pictures of everything that was going on. I don't like Iraq, Afghanistan. People are like, oh, Dublin is like a fucking, it's like the Vegas of whatever. No, it's 180 degrees. Everybody's in a fucking burqa. I don't care. I don't fucking care to go to Dubai.
Okay, guys.
I don't want to go to Saudi Arabia. I don't want to go to Kuwait. I don't want to go to Libya. Like, none of those countries.
No, this is personal preference. Yeah, no, I don't either.
I have no desire to be like, oh, man. I you know, we just dropped a Moab on Afghanistan. Now's the time I should go on fucking orbits and probably get the best package I've ever had in my life to go to Afghanistan.
Fly United
to
Afghanistan.
Exactly.
You'll be fucking set.
You fly United and you can drink free Pepsi the whole flight.
Yeah.
But that's my point. Like, I have no desire to go to any of those shitty, weird countries.
Conversely,
nor do I care.
Though, you don't want to go to, like, Belize or Central America or anything either.
No. I do. Like, I wouldn't mind going there. Absolutely.
Mexico?
Yeah, I've been to Mexico. I've been
but only like the
I've been to Mexico numerous times. I don't have the need to go Motorcycle Diaries through fucking Mexico and South America. Where it's like,
I just didn't know if you were like, no, I don't know.
No, I'd go see the shit. I'd go to Mexico City. I'd go to the
Cuba?
Yes, I'd go to, absolutely. I would love to go to Cuba, actually. I would go to Cuba. I would go to all that shit. Like, surprisingly, it's the Middle East and Africa. Those are the two that I have no reason to go to, I don't think.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why Africa is the same
food
way.
Food and heat.
Yes.
Their food sucks and it's hot as shit.
Yes. And it's
and
like,
it smells.
Yeah. And everybody's just like, you know, oh my God, isn't this safari wonderful? And it's like they only have the pictures of safari. They don't show you the 7 shots they got in their stomach to fight off, you know, tsetse flies and whatever the other fucking disease they have. Yeah, because you have to get a series of shots. Did you know that before going to Africa?
Yes, absolutely. And that alone is like, I'm good. Thank you.
So I have no desire to go there. All of my friends who have been to Africa say the same thing. They were like, Cape Town's awesome. They're like South Africa. The rest of it, they're like, it's great, but you know, you're in the middle of a jungle. We could have gotten killed. We
Iceland?
Could have. Yeah. Oh, yes.
I
Reykjavik.
Would so go. I mean, definitely, that's all there is, really. Is Reykjavik,
yeah, but everybody says Reykjavik. No, but they said Reykjavik on New Year's is the best party in the entire world.
Because it doesn't get dark.
Yes. So I want to go.
And
I've
they
never
party.
Been there. I bet they do.
They party.
I bet they do.
The dudes, though, apparently like click in your face. That's how they like hit on girls.
Oh, really?
It's like, yeah, it's just like this like snapping in your face, which is awesome.
Sure.
I will totally respond to that.
Yeah. Or if you're
like
blind.
Like a very like aggressive.
Yeah. If you're blind or deaf too, that also, it probably helps where you're like.
I think that's probably where it originated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's not a lot of places like you can mark off the Middle East and Africa for me. Everywhere else in the world I want to go. Even Russia. Like I'd love to go to Russia.
What?
Yeah. Sounds like a blast. I heard.
Oh.
I've had friends that go to Russia and they were like, dude, you wouldn't believe it. It's fucking awesome, man. Yeah, people are like, Russia's a blast.
It's
plus, they're going through a sexual
gloomy.
Revolution right now, and it's I heard it's crazy
fun.
Over there. Yeah,
have fun.
I heard it's fucking crazy over there. If you get the right, like, if you go to Moscow and you go to some other shit, everybody's like, dude, it's a fucking blast, man. Yeah, a buddy of mine went there. It was just like, yeah, it was rad. Thad went. So, Amsterdam, I want to go to Denmark. Like all of that shit, I would still love to go to where it's just like, dude, my dream, like one of my dream cities was Berlin. We've talked about this before, but like, now it's like, fuck, people are, you know, terrorist attacks every 2 days. It's like, how do you go? Because all the shit we want to go to is like touristy shit, and all the touristy shit is what's getting fucking blown up or people are getting stabbed. So you're just like, what do you do? What do you do? But I will say this: the good thing about the good old United States of America. It's got everything.
Yep.
You want fucking craft beers like they have in Amsterdam or whatever the fuck it is?
Yeah.
Go to North Carolina.
You want fucking schnitzel?
Yeah. Go to.
I don't know where to go, but I'm sure there's somewhere.
Go to German Village at the in Columbus, Ohio.
You want some schnitzel? Spiels?
Yeah.
Wait, that's an instrument, right?
Go there.
The Glockenspiel.
Yeah. But it's like, dude. you know, you want
like
shut
I'm talking
if you want
to
shut down Mexico altogether? Great. Go to California for Mexican food. Great, great Mexican food. You want sweet Italian? Go to New York. We got it all covered. You want beaches? Great. Pick a coast. Get nuts. Florida solves most your worries, you know, on fucking both fronts.
Yeah.
Both sides there if you're looking for a beach. I think we got enough places here. If people said, hey, you can't travel anymore around the world, you just got to live out the rest of your days in the United States, I'd be cool with that.
I mean, yeah, obviously that would be where you want
I'd be cool with that.
Stuck if that ever were to happen.
People say other things like, you know, a lot of people would say, you know, south of France. I'd love to be in the south of France. It'd be great.
Stuck there? No, thank you.
South of France.
They don't want to be stuck there. I promise you that.
Well,
I promise you.
You never know. But United States, you could travel around. You could do all the cool shit you want. You get all the seasons. You get United States is the best.
Yeah.
It's the fucking best. That's why I don't give a shit about
it. Nordstrom Rack. You have.
Yeah.
You know?
And that Nordstrom Rack has, by
Walmart
the way.
Walmart is the fucking shit.
Would you buy those jeans from Nordstrom? And this is, I'll let you go after this because I know I can tell you're getting tired.
The mud ones?
Yes. $485 at Nordstrom's for a pair of jeans with mud.
I hope that's
smashed
not
against
thing.
Them. No, it's a real thing.
I know, but I hope it doesn't start to be a thing because, like, the holes in the jeans, I'm telling you right now, you cannot find a pair of jeans without holes in them right now.
No, no, no.
If you wanted
but,
to.
But here's the thing.
So I hope that mud doesn't become the new thing that like even moms have to wear.
With the mud and the jeans, though, wouldn't they just wash out when you wash it? You're like,
isn't it like colored?
I don't know. It looks like real mud, but I have no idea.
It looks like real mud.
And the jeans are going for $485. If they're going for $485, I want real fresh fucking mud on them where it's like, oh,
I think
shit.
For $485, they have to not come out, right?
One would think. But how do you make mud that doesn't come out for $485? I don't know that answer.
Boy.
But I'll let you ponder that.
Yes, please. Let me just think about that one for a little bit because it's very important to me and it's close to my heart.
Sure, sleep on it.
Things like that, like those are like things that I really get, you know, passionate about.
I bet. And God bless you for doing it. Because you're a pillar to the community and everything that it stands for.
Yeah.
When you stand...
It's thebomb.com.
Oh, God damn it.
You guys.
We're going to end this Bloop. Tonight. We're going to end this weird, weird episode. I don't even know why we did it, to be honest with you. We appreciate
you. We do it for you guys,
stopping
okay?
by. Do we?
We do.
No, we do.
Listen, did we want to hang out? So honestly, weird. Tell me the truth. Did we want to hang out tonight?
I didn't want to hang out with you.
Not for one second did we want to see each other.
Yep.
We do this shit for you guys.
That's true. It's
okay,
true.
Because so, we love you more than we
love
like
us.
Each other.
Yeah, yeah, and that's true.
Okay, that's true. The truth, and we love you guys, and have a good night.
Have a fine night.
Boom.com.
For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. Jables, I am Ross Patterson. This has been a smooth, smooth night of jazz, and this is the Ross Patterson Revolution.
We're going to take you out with what song would you like to
take it
next up
to the limit.
Next up, you guys, we're going to take this. This will be for your smooth ride home.
Yeah, this will be for your smooth.
You want to take it to the limit?
This is the highway, man.
Yeah.